This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day. We are over the crest. It's all downhill. Downhill? It's downhill from here as we cruise through the rest of the week. And here's what's on tap for tonight. This Operation Arctic Frost FBI, Stasi is what it basically is, secret police investigation into not just senators, various people on the right. It continues to get deeper. It continues to be difficult to justify the existence of the FBI. We're going to talk to Julie Kelly about that halfway through next hour. That'll come up tonight. We'll talk a bit more about the shutdown. We're going to talk about, Obama, Pelosi getting angry with each other. In fact, here in a couple minutes, we're going to celebrate a wonderful anniversary that's going to make me laugh. We're going to go over emails. I don't trust Bill Gates and his newfound awakening, if you will, about fake man-made climate change. All that, apparently fake refugees are going to leave when they don't get their EBT card, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before we get into all the other news, and when it comes to Joe Biden, I'm going to play you some things here in a few. Joe Biden's staffers, I'm talking the evil people, the Anita Dunns, the Ron Klains, these people, they're getting dragged in front of Congress and they're having to answer questions about the auto pen, about covering up for his decline. We have to keep putting it that way. So we'll get to that serious part of it here in a few, but let's get to a wonderful, wonderful slash hilarious thing. I want you to rewind 1 year ago. 1 year ago, here's what was going on. Kamala Harris was running against Donald Trump for president of the United States of America. And they had shoved Joe Biden out the door. For new listeners, I want to make sure I'm emphasizing this point over and over and over again. I call it the system. What is the system? When you have these separate institutions in your society, media, government, the education, all these separate institutions, when they cease being separate and one ideology, one sick religion unifies them all, it's a disastrous place to be for a country because no institution keeps the other in check, and that's how it's supposed to work. That's what we had, especially under the Biden administration, where they had everything. But the system is not loyal to any one person. It is one gigantic criminal organization out for power, out to loot the United States of America, to pillage the place. And like any large criminal organization, think about the Italian mafia, a Mexican cartel, its only goal, its only interest is protecting itself. And it will do anything, hurt anybody, do anything in order to protect itself. The Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, was unpopular. The American people were mortified that the president couldn't talk, couldn't walk, couldn't ride his bike, couldn't walk off stage, and they were mad about the border, they were mad about inflation, and so the system did what it did. I told you it was going to happen a long time before it happened. Everybody called me crazy. I told you they were never going to let Joe Biden run again. I told you. And of course, they didn't. In steps Dome. Now, Dome starts running for president. She does have an uphill battle because Joe Biden was already popular or unpopular. Democrats were already unpopular. So Dome had an uphill battle. And she had a difficult, uncomfortable situation. And here it was. Joe Biden, he not only was in poor mental health, poor physical health as well, but poor mental health. When Joe Biden was at 100%, Joe Biden would say stupid, offensive things. There are endless quotes about Joe Biden, including from Obama himself, that essentially, I'm paraphrasing because I can't use all the words on a family show. He basically said there's nothing Joe Biden can't screw up. This is what he does. It's what he's always done. So you take somebody who has never been able to control his mouth, then you give him whatever mental issue he has, I don't know what it is, senile, dementia, I don't know. You combine those two things, what you have is somebody who's a liability on the campaign trail. And Kamala Harris, she knew that Joe Biden was a liability on the campaign trail. So what did she do? She did what was the smart thing. She put him on the shelf. She said, hey, Joe, thanks. I appreciate you essentially handing me the nomination. Could you go back home now, though? Why don't you go get some soup and a blankie? We'll turn on Matlock for you, and you don't need to do any campaigning at all. In fact, I don't want you to show up at any campaign events. Please, please, don't trouble yourself. Just go back home. Go back to the White House and enjoy your last couple months there. Here's the problem. Ego is real. Pride is real. We all have it on some level. Joe Biden had risen to be president of the United States of America. Doesn't matter that they cheated and handed it to him. Joe Biden would never believe that anyway. Joe Biden, after working his entire life in politics, rose to be president of the United States of America. As much as you hate it or I hate it, his portrait will be displayed in this country forever as one of our few presidents. Not many people get to be president. Joe Biden was one of them. And Joe Biden, dementia, whatever else he had, Joe Biden didn't want to be stuffed under the bed somewhere. Joe Biden didn't want a blankie and want to watch Matlock. Joe Biden, he felt like he was pretty sharp, pretty important, and he should be out there speaking on behalf of Dome. Well, now throw in another part of this. This, as we walk down memory lane, we'll get back to modern day things with his staffers in a moment. But now for the other part of this. The Democrats themselves, they were and still are facing a reputational issue. I'll put it that way. How about that for putting it a certain way? A reputational issue. And here is the issue they have now, and they most definitely had it then. People thought they were kind of mean. Not very nice. Bitter, angry, mean. You've even seen some Democrats step up today. We got to stop lecturing everybody. We should stop scolding people as the communists, as these anxiety-ridden women have taken over the Democrat Party. They do what anxiety-ridden women do, and that's nag and yell at every single thing in their presence, and that has taken over the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has a reputation for being mean now. Not fun, not joyful. Nobody wants to be around them. In steps Joe Biden. The Bidens nagged Dome long enough. They wanted Joe Biden to get out there and do some interviews on behalf of Kamala Harris. And so the Harris campaign, you remember this story, finally breaks down and says, all right, all right, let's get him out here. All right, one interview. All right, Joe, we want you involved. One interview. All right, just try to be careful. Don't say anything that can hurt us. We're in the final days of the campaign. We can't afford anything that can hurt us now. How'd that go? 1 year ago. Here's how it went.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
At a time
at a time where Dome desperately needed a boost, and Joe Biden goes up for one interview, and they have a reputation for being mean and awful. He steps up to the camera one time and calls half the country garbage. And like, look where we're at now. We're deporting people. We're making trade deals. We had an interest rate cut today, earlier today. I don't know if you saw the news. Feds cut interest rates a little bit. 1 year ago, put a smile on your face. It could be a lot worse. All right, let's talk about these Biden staffers. I'll play you some of what they said before Congress. You know what Joe needed? He needed a bubble cuddle blanket. That's what he needed. If you know what? Cozy Earth could possibly, not that they would have wanted to, they could have saved the campaign for Democrats, because Joe Biden wouldn't have wanted to leave the White House and do interviews if he had Cozy Earth sheets he could crawl into at night. If he had a robe, a Cozy Earth robe, you don't want to get out of it. He would. I'm not putting on a suit today. I prefer to be in my Cozy Earth robe. Bubble cuddle blanket. Jill would probably steal it from him. I don't blame him. But still, you want to save a bunch of money on all this heavenly Cozy Earth stuff I've been telling you about? You know, right now they've already started their Black Friday sale. If you use the promo code Jesse at CozyEarth.com, you can have your home comfortable and wonderful. And ladies, I personally can't speak to it because I don't do this sort of thing, but these face creams, all these natural face creams and stuff they have, my wife, who you know is all about that, she said they are the best she's ever had in her life. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse. Friday's coming in a couple days. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right, so that was the stuff we can feel good and fluffy about, listening to Joe Biden destroy Kamala Harris's chances. All right, now for the bad part. Cleaning up a mess. That's no fun, is it? It's no fun when you have to deal with the mess that's been made and you have to address how to clean it up. The 4 years of the Biden administration was a disaster in every possible way. It wounded this country deeply. We are still wounded. It may have mortally wounded us. We're going to talk about this Arctic Frost FBI stuff with Julie Kelly next hour, but the things these savages did, it's beyond belief. And we can't forget, and we can't let it go. We can't move on. We can't forget that Joe Biden wasn't running anything, that they installed this man who was not a functional adult. And then, because these are Democrat staffers now, they surrounded him with committed communists. Anita Dunn, Lisa Monaco, Ron Klain, Jill Biden, all these people. They surrounded Joe Biden with these people, and they were the ones running the United States of America for 4 years. If you ever sat back, and I know you did, just like I did, and wondered, how could this be so evil? Who would open up the border? Who would use the FBI? Communists would. That's who would. Joe Biden didn't run anything. And that shouldn't be allowed to happen. We live in a country where Republican, Democrat, if the president is not functional, there should be things in place that ensure you and I are not run by unelected communists trying to burn the country down. And I know why people like Whoopi Goldberg say things like this.
You have free speech, but if you're inciting violence.
That was the wrong button. Whoopi must have a cold. This one.
Instead of investigating a man who is no longer in office, I would like y'all to find out why the U.S. military is striking vessels without verifying.
Stop looking into Joe Biden. This is Melanie Stansbury, member of Congress.
I think it's bizarre that Chairman Comer is going on TV talking about an investigation into a former president who's not even a sitting president.
They desperately want you and me to move on. They want us to shrug our shoulders and say, that was yesterday. That was last year. Oh, we got problems. We don't have time. Who cares? Let's move on. No, we have to clean this mess up. We have to address the mess. Chris, that rhymed. Did you hear that? We have to address the mess and we have to deal with it. Because we have a systemic, I hate using that word because that's the word they love, but we have a systemic problem if it's possible to install a cadaver in the White House and then cover up for the fact that he's not functional. That's a systemic problem. They were asked, this is a little montage, but they were asked, all these Biden staffers, James Comer is dragging them in front of him, and they're being asked, what did you see? What did you hear? Listen to these answers.
Was the number one issue...
Excuse the dramatic music.
Was the number one issue in the campaign the president's fitness or his age?
He often would confuse names.
You think it got worse as you knew him?
Yes.
We talked about age. We knew it was an issue, and we tried to design a strategy.
We had a discussion at the senior advisor level about whether the president should have a cognitive exam.
Were you ever told to lie about the president's health?
The advisory council, I must respectfully decline to answer based upon the physician-patient privilege and in reliance on my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Dr. O'Connor has invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Dr. O'Connor, did you ever believe the president was unfit to execute his duties as president?
And we can tell you that he will have the same answer with respect to any questions that are asked.
Did any unelected official or family member of President Joe Biden execute the duties of the presidency?
Did Joe Biden, a member of his family, or anyone at the White House ever instruct you to lie regarding his health?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question.
Yeah, you got it. They lied, they ran the country, they're now covering it up. We have to talk about it. Before we do that, we get to emails. I'm only going to spend a couple more minutes on that. We're going to talk next hour about Operation Arctic Frost with Julie Kelly, about what the Cheka, the FBI, did. And I want you to know that part of this investigation, Verizon, Senator Marsha Blackburn had Verizon. The evil secret police agency known as the FBI went to Verizon and said, hey, give us all of her phone records, every number, every text. In fact, we want the length of the call. We even want her location when she made the call. And Verizon did it. Did you know that? These large mobile companies are freaking evil. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they will sell you out in a heartbeat. Switch to Pure Talk. Their CEO bleeds red, white, and blue, a Vietnam veteran. They hire Americans. They will save you a fortune. I'm not asking you to sacrifice a thing. They're on the same towers, same service. Save yourself money and switch to the company that actually shares, promotes your values, and won't sell you out to the Stasi in a heartbeat. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. A hump day. So let's just get this out of the way here first. Biden staffers were sat down and they were asked about his auto pen. I don't want to get your hopes up, because when you hear this stuff and you hear these answers and you realize the United States of America was run by these dirty liars and now they're all taking the Fifth, you are filled with a righteous anger and you want people sent to prison. Our country is not a place where this should be allowed to happen. People should go to prison. I agree. I'm not hopeful any of that will happen. So maybe the best we can hope for is exposure, humiliation. We're asking a lot of Pam Bondi, and I don't know, my hopes aren't extremely high for her right now anyway, but we can't have this ever again. They were asked about the auto pen. Listen to this.
Do you know who the people who were actually operated the auto bend were?
I do not.
Do you know any of the actual staff who were using the auto bend?
No.
You don't know their names?
No.
Have you never seen a decision memo laying out the breakdown of when the president should hand sign a particular set of documents?
Not prior to prep.
Did he hand sign all executive orders?
He did not. He hand-signed many executive orders, but he did not hand-sign all executive orders.
Can you read your response?
I approve the use of the auto pen for the execution of all the following pardons. Thanks, Jay-Z.
Did you yourself write this email?
I do not believe I did.
No one even knows, according to these people, of course, who was running the country. Now they're all playing dumb. Some of these people were involved. Most of them were involved. Most of them are covering it up. Remember all those pardons? All those executive orders? The executive orders that affected the United States of America, that affected people's jobs, banning LNG exports, all done, and the president of the United States of America didn't even know it. Just sat there drooling, stumbling, watching television while the Anita Dunns of the world destroyed the country. We cannot let it go. All right. But for now, we are, because I want to do some emails today. Jesse, I was listening to another podcast, shame on me, and the host was discussing boomers. He's talking about baby boomers and the No Kings protests and the overwhelming age of those attending, paired with the videos of boomers making loud proclamations about fleeing the country and other stupidity. It got me wondering, why do boomers behave so childishly? Okay, pause. Now, this is going to be an important part to have a talk that we've had before. Generational stereotypes should almost always be avoided. I'll make it about young people first. Every single generation in the history of mankind has complained about the younger generation. They're lazy. They're stupid. They don't have what we have. Kids these days, everybody, historically, it always happens. Ah, this new generation. But that's not true. Are there some kids these days who are stupid and lazy? And all those? Yeah, of course. There are all kinds of kids these days who are awesome, absolutely amazing. They bust their butts. They're smart. They want to be successful. They want to have families. They want to save the country. I just heard another local school here in my area just started another hardcore right-wing chapter in high school. It's not all kids these days. It's some kids. Some part of the new generation. Now, it is a very common thing. Because when you look out at all these stupid protests now, to see a bunch of wrinkly people with gray hair to say, baby boomers. But there are all kinds of wrinkly people with gray hair who are on our side, wise, who are wonderful parents, grandparents. Maybe you're one of them listening right now. They volunteer in school. They volunteer in church. They're involved in elections more than you or me. They're not just working the campaigns. They're out there. They're working the polls on election day. I talked to my mom yesterday, day before yesterday, I talked to my mom. She was wiped out exhausted. You know why she was wiped out exhausted? Her and all of her wrinkly gray-haired friends were out knocking on doors on behalf of political campaigns up in Montana. She had spent the day busting her butt. It's not all baby boomers. Now, what are you looking at then? Well, these are the hippies. These are the hippies. Now, we can crush the hippies. My dad used to dog on them all the time. That was definitely not his speed. The hippies, hippie this and hippie that. But so many of those hippies, they weren't the entire generation. There were all kinds of wonderful people working hard, not smoking weed at the time. But there were a bunch of hippies, of course. And a lot of them got older.
That didn't change. They just kind of got older. Where it throws people off, we've talked about this before, it throws people like me off because when I think about older people, I grew up and the older people I knew, they were either older construction guys, they were my grandparents on my mother's side, and really know my grandparents on my dad's side. My grandpa died too early. But anyway, my grandparents on my mother's side were farmers. They grew up on, grandma and grandpa grew up on a farm. He busted his butt his whole life. He smoked a pipe. He did ham radio. He had hands the size of dinner plates. He laughed. It was wonderful. He was wise. Grandma quilted. Of course she quilted. But she quilted. She gardened. She made homemade applesauce. She would sit down and play a game with you. The older people that were influential in my life were people who were wise and wonderful. And people who grow up around older people like that, like me, they think that's kind of universal. Well, that at some point, when you're 60, 70 years old, 80 years old, at some point you will be wise, of course. You're going to be wise and you're going to be kind and you're going to give that wisdom to others. And of course, you're going to be patriotic, right? You're from an older generation. There was more patriotism back then. Of course, if you have gray hair and wrinkles, you're going to be patriotic, right? But that's a mistake too. In the same way, it's a mistake to say things like kids these days when there are some great ones and there are some bad ones. It would be a mistake to think that you just magically become wise and patriotic and wonderful as soon as your skin gets wrinkly and your hair gets gray. That's not true at all. We had this talk once before on the show. We all take paths in life, good paths and bad paths. If you travel down the road for 70 years of kindness and hard work and the family, and by the time you're 75, 80, you will be a loving, wonderful, wise person with family surrounding you and they love you. You'll be better than you've ever been. Maybe not physically, but better than you've ever been. But the opposite applies. If you've been a Democrat since the 70s, crapping on your country every single chance you got, by the time you're 70 or 80, you're worse than the 20-year-old Democrat. You are so far down the path of insanity, you find yourself at a No Kings protest making fun of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. My grandma was quilting. You're mocking the death of a father. That's what happens when you turn into a Democrat. That's the way it goes. You don't want to risk that, do you? That's why you need chalk in your life. You don't want to travel down the wrong path. And low testosterone men turn Democrat. They do. And that's actually, there are studies that prove it. If you are high testosterone, meaning your mind is working well, your body feels good, you're in a good mood, you don't choose Democrat policies. But low T dudes, you have no chance whatsoever. Chalk is going to save the country with natural herbal supplements. I have been taking a male vitality stack for 4 years. Maybe these male vitality stacks are female vitality stacks. Maybe you're not quite ready for that yet. Okay, I got that. What about some chocolate powder? It's packed full of vitamins and minerals. You mix it in a drink in the morning, a glass of milk or a smoothie. You know you'll notice a difference, right? Your body works better when it gets what it needs, and Chalk has the best natural herbal supplements I've ever seen. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. On a wonderful Wednesday. Look, I'm just excited for tomorrow, okay? Why? I don't know, but I get excited about things from time to time. Jesse, wouldn't the coming halt in SNAP food welfare add chaos to the streets? Along with turning the criminals loose, now millions of low-income Democrat voters will start looting and shoplifting. Okay. You know by now that the SNAP benefits, all this welfare stuff gets cut off Saturday. November 1st, Saturday, it's over. And
How's this going to work? We have guys like Senator Jeff Merkley on TV saying this.
We do not have the power of the minority party in one chamber to be able to get these benefits rolling, except by trying to tell the truth and make it clear that the Republicans are responsible and have them go, okay, we'll fix it.
Democrats are already being pressed on this. Their allies in the media are frankly trying to save them. That's what you're hearing when you turn on CNN and you hear them actually being asked questions, follow-up questions about it. The media sees the poll numbers, and they see where this is going November 1st. That's why you're getting these questions.
Let me be clear. The administration is choosing to starve American children with money that they already have appropriated.
I'm not applauding their tactics.
The White House. Well, this is a choice by the White House.
This is also a choice by Senate Democrats to not vote to open the government. Yes, it is.
Why is the media pressing? Why is somebody like Jake Tapper, who's on their side, why is he pressing? Because he sees this disastrous situation Democrats have gotten themselves into. They are not politically polling well during this shutdown. Their messaging has been off, which we're going to get to that in the reason in a moment, but their messaging has kind of been all over the place, whereas normally they're much better about message discipline. Their messaging has been off. They have not successfully passed the buck on to Republicans for all this. And now, Saturday, what is that, like 3 days away? Saturday, we have all these welfare queens and foreigners who are going to stop getting our tax dollars. And I fail to see the problem. When I turn on the news and I hear stories like this, I struggle to understand why I should want the government to open back up at all. Here's an Iraqi refugee.
Without the government support, I cannot stay maybe a month or 2 months.
Pima County Chairman Rex Scott.
Oh, that's too much. Oh, are you gonna have to go home? You mean you're not going to be able to leech off the hardworking American taxpayer anymore? You might, my goodness, if things get bad enough, you might have to get a job. Whoa, what, Chris? This is a disastrous situation. He came over here to bloodsuck the American people dry. So we welcome all these, quote, refugees into the country. Most of them aren't refugees at all. And then we steal money from your wallet and hand them free food. And now, man, he can only last a couple months without his EBT card.
Without the government support, I cannot stay maybe a month or 2 months.
Pima County Chairman Rex Scott told News 4 Tucson he's deeply concerned about the impact on local refugees.
I'm really concerned too. Anyway, Democrats have a problem. The problem, I do not see how they can get out of it. I know they will. Nothing lasts forever. But I don't understand how they can get out of it unless Republicans do something bad. And that brought me to this, because I'll move on to other things in a moment. I told you a while ago that I anticipated Republicans caving. I may have been half right. So far, Republicans haven't indicated that they're willing to cave on the shutdown stuff. Republicans have actually held strong on that. No, you vote. Nope, you vote to continue the government. Today, an hour before the show started, I started to hear of rumors from inside the Beltway. The rumors go something like this. Hey, we'll vote to end the shutdown. Clean CR, as they call it, which you already know my thoughts on that. We'll vote to end the shutdown. But you will work with us on a bunch of handouts and subsidies after the shutdown. Chris is already getting upset about it. Don't preemptively let your blood pressure. I know, Chris. I understand it's bad. I understand. Calm down. I need you to calm down, Chris. Your blood pressure is getting way out of control. Way out of control. Calm down. It hasn't happened yet. But remember, the Democrat, the communist tactic of creating chaos, it has been an effective tactic forever because Republicans are pathetic and weak. So Democrats can create a crisis, create noise out of nothing, and Republicans will somehow feel the need to calm things down, to quiet things down. I will never understand how Republicans can consistently be this weak and pathetic, and they haven't done it yet, and they've held strong on the shutdown so far. But I'm telling you right now, I'm hearing things. And yeah, look, the Dem whip came out. It's what he said, remember?
Look, I think that Catherine was basically expressing, in her own words, the notion that our leverage right now are our votes. We can either give in and basically, in that case, allow the status quo to continue, which is unacceptable, or demand a concession from the president, which is simply let the American people have their health care.
Count me officially concerned that the GOP is going to end the shutdown and then reward the communists with some sort of a handout. And the GOP, their problem is they've never figured out how to message against Obamacare, especially now that Obamacare is relied upon by so many people. And now that it's bankrupt, the GOP has never figured out you just got to step up and say it's got to stop. That's what's brought us here. That's why our healthcare is a disaster. That's why I try to avoid anything medical. My thoughts on drugs. I try to avoid drugs. I mean pharmaceutical drugs. I'm not Chris. I try to avoid drugs. This is why I love Relief Factor, the supplement. Relief Factor was developed by doctors, but it is 100% drug-free. We all get aches and pains, but those aches and pains oftentimes turn into chronic pain. Do you have that? Is it your feet or your hands or your knee or your back or your... This is normal. This is what happens to the human body. Relief Factor is your drug-free solution. You take it every single day. Let it build up in your system. Let it support your body's natural response to inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Remember, 3 weeks of it. 3 weeks is $19.95. Just try it. What do you have to lose? ReliefFactor.com. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.